Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. And so right now it is a time when disability insurance is really wrongful disability insurance termination is on the rise as corporations seek to cut costs. And research shows that nearly 30% of all U.S. workers between the ages of 25 and 65, this is just unbelievable, will suffer an accident or illness that will keep them out of work for at least 3 months. You know, Gregory Michael Dell is with us. He's a partner and managing attorney of the Disability Income Division of Dell and Schaefer. And I find that so hard to believe.
Well, it's a, it's a true fact. And actually, there's probably over 150 million working Americans, and about one-third to 40% of them have this disability coverage. But what's happening is that the corporations we're talking about here are the insurance companies, and more people are unfortunately becoming disabled, and they're having a hard time collecting these benefits.
Uh-huh. Why is that?
Well, it has a lot to do with it's an employer-provided benefit. So you work for a company and you feel as if they're giving you a good benefit, and the employers have good intentions. They want you to be protected in case you're unable to work so that your income gets replaced. But because it's an employer-provided benefit, it's governed by this federal law that's called ERISA. It's the same law that covers the health insurance benefits that most employees receive. And ERISA is very restrictive because it creates an administrative process. So if somebody files their claim, they go directly to the insurance company. They don't go to their employer. If their claim gets denied, they then are required to do an appeal. They don't have the right to immediately go to court. So they have to appeal back to the same insurance company that denied them. If they lose that appeal, then they have to go, to court. And when they go to court, the law has been structured in such a way that the judges are required to defer to the insurance companies. So it's a major uphill battle. The insurance companies are aware that they have the upper hand if the case has to go to court, and because of that, they deny a lot of claims.
Okay. First of all, tell me a little bit about disability insurance.
Okay. Well, there's disability insurance. Everybody knows what Social Security disability insurance is. Social Security is something that we all pay into as working Americans. Disability insurance is a contract, and it's basically a contract either you buy from a private insurance agent and you say that I want something to replace my income if I'm unable to work. And usually it will replace up to 60% of your income. You can either buy it from an agent or you get it as a benefit from your employer, which again says that we will replace up to 60% of your income, usually up to a cap of, say, $10,000. And if you can't work, you're going to get this check every single month until you're able to return to either the job you were doing before or possibly any type of occupation. It just depends what the definition of disability is in the policy. And every policy is different when it comes to private disability insurance. But with Social Security disability, it means unable to do any occupation.
Okay.
That's not always the case when you have a private disability insurance policy.
Right, right. You know, we see a lot of people that say they're disabled, and yet, you know, the newscasters tend to do this a lot. You know, firemen or people that are getting paid disability, and then you see them, you know, with bad backs, and you see them out moving and doing other things.
Yeah.
So what's going on? What's really going on?
Well, what's really going on with insurance companies, and one of the reasons that they're very strict is, look, there's no doubt there's fraud out there, and fraud is not tolerated, and fraud is prosecuted by every single state, and it's taken very seriously. But the insurance companies are very on top of what they do. I can tell you that almost 99% of the clients that I represent have been under video surveillance by private investigators by the insurance company.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, because it's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's often hundreds of thousands of dollars, especially, you know, you take someone who's 40 years old and they have a benefit of $5,000 a month, $60,000 a year, and these benefits usually pay to age 65 as long as you remain eligible.
So we see this commercial all the time with the duck. And, it makes you wonder what happens. I mean, how many of us really do need this insurance, additional disability insurance?
I mean, the duck is a short-term disability product and also like a cancer-type product. But the statistics which come out from the insurance industry, so you take those for what they're worth, say that, the working American in the ages when you started the show, I think one of every four people at some point in time is going to miss at least 2 months from work, or is going to have some kind of condition that's going to keep them out of work, and they're going to have something to replace their income.
Okay. So if I want to go through the different decades, okay? You're saying that most Americans are hurt between the ages of 35?
Well, I think that they show the statistics between 35 to 65
Yep.
in terms of when people can have some kind of sickness or injury. And it's more often, the statistics are more often that someone's going to get disabled by a sickness. It's actually, as opposed to an injury, a car accident or they fall or a work injury. So it's a lot more often going to be a sickness. And I think the most, I know as a fact, the most common type of disabling condition has to do with musculoskeletal issues. That's probably about 28% of those, and that would be, conditions to your neck, your back, your shoulders, all things dealing with the spinal cord and the bones and muscles of the body.
Okay, so let's go through the different decades. So if I'm a young man starting out in my 20s, what insurance do I need, if any?
I think that at any time, whether you're 20, once you become eligible and you're working, disability insurance is often even more important than life insurance. It's a super important product to have because, medicine today is phenomenal. People are obviously living significantly longer than they used to in the past. And in order for somebody to die now, it's really going to take a lot. So the chances are that you're going to live with whatever condition you have. You may not be able to work. And keep in mind, under these policies, work doesn't mean going and flipping burgers. Work means being able to go to a job, be a reasonable employee, show up every day, work 8 hours a day, not miss one day here, not need to take a break for 2 hours to lay down. It means basically working with reasonable continuity. So the fact that you can have one good day here or go out to lunch with your friends for 2 hours or even go to the gym for an hour doesn't mean that you can commit to a 40-hour work week. And no matter what kind of sickness you have, because everybody's had a sore back or a sore neck at some point in time, unfortunately, people who have chronic conditions have that almost every day. And there's no way they could even function in any type of work world.
All
So
right. Oh, we're out of time. What's the best website? This was really great.
my website is diattorney.com, and I can also be reached at 800-828-7583.
Greg, come back again, okay?
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, and we'll be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer.